This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, welcome to Leilinkia with Basha and Tiana Joy 94.9. We are coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia this evening. You can send us a text in our studio on 0427 Joy 949. That's 0427 569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, what's up tonight?
What's up tonight? Well, tonight we're talking about Marie Claire's I Do campaign. It kicks off with a bang. So if you go to ido.org.au and sign up your petition, you can get a t-shirt.
Oh, a t-shirt.
I know.
You can buy a t-shirt, actually. We've got some information about those a little bit later. They're really, really cool. And, you know, we are going to be talking about the lack of lady loving in mainstream magazines.
We
magazines,
are.
Magazines.
And, of course, we're going to be learning all about lingerie. Football league.
Oh, you know, I'm excited to be learning a little bit about this because...
I knew that topic would get you excited.
Really? What's to learn?
There's a lot to learn.
I like it. Anyway, we will, of course, have our event listing towards the end of the show. And that's for this weekend in Melbourne. And for a more comprehensive guide, you can head over to the Star Observer website for more information. Correct?
Correct.
Mm. Now, you've done something amazing.
I did. I bought my first Marie Claire.
Now, this was, of course, because of the I Do campaign.
Of course.
Did you
it
like...
helped that there was a lip gloss attached to it, but yes. But it was because of the I Do campaign,
yeah,
yes.
That she's a lip gloss lesbian.
Oh, yeah, I walked straight into that one.
Yeah. Okay, so look, we are going to have a pretty action-packed show tonight, so do stay tuned. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leilink on Joy. Now, tonight we are talking all about Marie Claire's I Do campaign. Later on, it's going to be about Lingerie Football League. I'm a little bit excited. If you have any thoughts on the Lingerie Football League, please send us a text in studio tonight on 0427 Joy 949. That's 0427 569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, if you don't know what Lingerie Football League is, please Google it, like right now.
Yeah, please do.
This is golden. Absolute gold. I just love it. Okay. So Marie Claire.
Yes.
Sunrise, Seven Sunrise, and Get Up.
Yes.
They are all together.
They are.
They're hanging out.
They are.
They're
doing
launching
a big push for
the
to
I
promote
campaign.
Their I Do campaign.
I Do campaign. Now, I mean, we've got articles
supports
from
marriage
same,
equality.
Same. There's articles and jargon all over the internet at the moment. So just you can actually jump online to ido.org.au and have a look at the website because it actually is pretty cool. It's very colourful.
Yes.
There's nice pictures and
yes.
Rainbow stuff.
Well, yeah.
It's
about
technical.
Marriage equality. What do you expect?
It's all very technical. Now, of course, the I Do campaign, it is quite fascinating. Bash, you've gone out and you've bought the Marie Claire magazine.
Yes,
just
I have.
Because of this campaign.
I did.
I'm expecting it's going to be one of their top sellers because this, you know, this is a huge issue for us at least.
More or less for us at least. Yes. We hope so.
And I just imagine all of these really like dykey butch girls going out and buying Marie Claire would just be really kind of funny.
And so excited that they get a free lip gloss with
it. Yeah. They can give that to their femmy girlfriends if you fall in with the stereotype like some people do.
Oh. And what happens if they don't? They can give it to a friend.
They can give it to a friend.
Yeah.
Or the daughter of one of their lesbian friends, you know, couples or something. I don't know. You know, I'm just making it up as I go along.
You are.
I like it. Though.
You
it's
are.
Right. Now, of course, they had this huge get-together in Sydney, in Martin Place, and the Bourke Street Mall in Melbourne.
They did.
Like
and Joy was at the Bourke Street Mall one.
They did. They all went down there and had little signs flashing around and everything.
They
it was
did.
Great. Now, of course, it was a little bit tarnished because Peter Madden showed up and he had really, you know, dull signs that he was waving around and husband plus wife equal life and other jargon like that, which none of us really like.
Oh, look, he's entitled to his opinion.
He is entitled to his opinion.
But, you know, he is also allowed to marry who he chooses.
Yes.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, and other
and
people
we aren't.
Allowed.
Oh, what a shame.
Isn't that funny? All right. We're starting to sound a little bit like me, me, me.
Yeah, we are a little bit.
Me,
yeah, we're stooping to his level.
Oh, let's not.
Let's not.
I don't like his level.
But as I was reading the article, Magda had a lovely quote to say. No other group in this country is discriminated against in this way. It sends a signal that gay people are not valued, that they are less than. It is a simple human right. Two adults should have the right to marry the person they love. And if there's anything the world needs now, it's love. Sweet love.
Oh, just love that song.
So you gotta love it.
Look, we're going to hear more about the Marie Claire I Do campaign. And, you know, we are still wanting to hear about the Lingerie Football League and your thoughts and your opinions. Do Google it if you are keen. But send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949. That's 0427 569 949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Now, tonight we have been talking about the Marie Claire I Do campaign, which, of course, has just kicked off recently. They had a little party down there in Berkstone Mall also Martin Place in Sydney. So there are so many people who are in support of this campaign. I mean, just to name a couple, more than a couple, quite a few actually. Alex Perry, Bob Brown, Charlotte Dawson, Brian McFadden, David Pocock, Delta Goodrum, Jennifer Hawkins, Magda Savansky, Matt Mitchum, Megan Gale, Mel B, Missy Higgins, Rachel Griffiths, Ruby Rose and Sophie Lowe. I would hope that Ruby Rose was in support of gay marriage, wouldn't you?
We'd like to think so. But yes.
No, she's gorgeous, good. By the way. Now, of course, I've got a little clip. You know, I always have a little clip for you, Basha.
I appreciate that.
I do what I can.
You're the clip queen.
I'm the clip, really? Yeah. Really?
No? Okay, I'll find a new phrase for next week.
It's a little bit sus.
Okay.
Look, you're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lady Link on Joy 94.9. We are going to be talking about Lingerie Football League coming up. So
we are.
Get over there and Google it because you don't want to miss out on this
someone one. Someone has messaged us saying that Lingerie Football League rocks. And someone else messaged us in saying, oh, my God.
Yes, well, that's the reaction I had. Look, you can send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, to that Marie Claire clip. This is on behalf of Seven Sunrise.
Well, hundreds of people have turned out in Sydney and in Melbourne this morning to voice their support for same-sex marriage.
Called the I Do campaign, it was started by Marie Claire magazine. It's attracted some of our country's biggest names.
I do.
I really, really do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
A petition that will be presented to our pollies already has more than 160,000 signatures.
It's about marriage discrimination, and every human has the right to be able to affirm their loving, committed relationships in a legal way.
Karen, let's start with you. Is Australia in danger of falling behind the rest of the world on this issue?
We've already fallen behind the rest of the world on this issue. In fact, Australia is the only English-speaking democracy now where the leader of the country does not support marriage equality.
Rachel Fleske, you've become the face of the campaign. Why do you feel so passionately about it?
Well, what I love about the campaign is it's framing equal marriage rights in a really positive way.
If somebody's in love with another person, it doesn't matter whether they're gay, straight, whatever it is, we should be allowed to show the world that we're committed to somebody we love.
Full stop.
It's an issue that's being discussed in the community and going to be discussed by your politicians over the next couple of months.
So there it is, the clip for Marie Claire and Seven Sunrise's I Do campaign.
It's very good.
Yeah. Now, this is great. You can head over and actually have a look at this clip. It's quite nice. The music makes me a little bit emotional because it's so, like, inspirational. But you can head over to ido.org.au. Buy a T-shirt. Now, I do have a little bit of information about the T-shirts because I found this quite interesting.
Really?
Because I'm a bit interested in stuff.
And yep. What information do you have about these T-shirts?
These T-shirts are made from 100% certified organic cotton or bamboo. Okay. Your I Do T-shirt was produced without sweatshop labour and is carbon neutral.
That's lovely.
I've always wanted a carbon neutral T-shirt.
I didn't know they made them.
Especially one that, you know, sprouts something about marriage equality.
So,
anyway,
yes.
They're really cool. Do head over to ido.org.au and check out that clip. It's got some really interesting footage from both Bourke Street and Sydney. So it is kind of cool to check it out.
It is.
Now, we were talking about some of the people who are involved in this campaign, but I think it's really beautiful that Rachel Taylor was on the cover. She's gorgeous. Did you notice?
I did.
She's really pretty. You did buy it, so one would hope you noticed.
Yeah, I did.
She's blonde and pretty. Anyway, look, if you haven't seen it on newsstands, head out and grab a copy because it is quite impressive. Now, look, I mean, these people, what they're backing, it's an important issue for us, but it's, you know, it's an important issue for everyone, really.
It is. And the main reason that they're making this a big discussion is because the parliamentary discussions are beginning soon. So they want to keep this momentum happening so that when they're discussing it, they understand that the community supports this. Now, if you haven't already gone to the Marriage Equality website, you can go there. And you can check and see what your local MP. His opinion is on marriage equality. So you just type in your postcode and it lets you, yeah, and it lets you know where they stand.
So you can send them angry letters if they
No, you don't send them an angry letter. You send them a nice supportive letter saying, hello, I'm in your electorate. I vote.
I will vote for you if you
support marriage. And I have family and friends in your electorate. And please, come to our side. Support us.
The rainbow side.
Yes. So this is something that you'll need to do. So people, check this out.
Okay, so that's a marriage equality website.
It is.
That sounds really cool. Look, you know, Marie Claire, this isn't the first campaign that they've actually jumped on board for social reform. I mean, for 8 years until it was enshrined in law in 2009, the magazine pushed hard on the issue of paid maternity leave. Mm. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but yeah. Then, as I said, this is the first time I've purchased a Marie Claire, so, well, there you go.
Look, we are, yeah, I actually want to talk a little bit more, you know, after these short breaks, about magazines and the way that we're represented, us gay ladies, in women's magazines.
You mean the lack of representation?
The lack of representation. Mm. Exactly. All right, look, if you have Googled Lingerie Football League by now, which I hope you have, please send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. Tell us what you think. You can even email it onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Now, as we were saying earlier, we are going to be talking about the Lingerie Football League coming up. If you haven't Googled it, please do. And send us a text and let us know what you think. The number here is 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we have been talking about Marie Claire's I Do campaign.
We have.
Which is pretty cool.
Mm.
It's got Rachel Taylor on the cover. She's pretty hot.
Mm.
And it's even got Megan Gale in it, who is also pretty hot. I have photos.
Okay.
They're right here, actually.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll take them home. Anyway. So, I'm terrible, aren't I? Yeah. All right. Now, look, I did have a little bit of a bone to pick with mainstream women's magazines because there is a serious lack of representation for the lesbian ladies out there.
There are.
Now, I would find it very refreshing to open up a copy of Marie Claire, for example, and find a spread on, you know,
nice choice of words.
Basha.
I'm sorry, you went there.
I didn't go there. You went there.
Anyway, you'd like to find a spread on what?
On something interesting, like, you know, gay haircuts or, you know, the butch women's attire or, you know, 50 ways to stalk your lesbian ex-girlfriend or, you know, something like that.
It would be interesting.
It would be.
I just find that certain magazines like, you know, your Cosmos and your Cleos and stuff, when they do a lesbian spread,
it's always like I'm crushing on my best friend.
It's in a sealed section. And it's all about like lesbian fantasies and sex things. And it's like, okay.
It is. It's all very soft and subtle and polite and gentle. And
in sealed sections because that's just lovely because that really makes us feel included.
It definitely. So look, I'm
ripping that open is just great.
I don't care if none of them listen to the show. I'm still putting it out there.
No, it is.
I want to see one of these magazines do something that's a little bit,
I know. They've got 200 pages in here. They can't dedicate a couple to us.
I know.
About some issues.
I want
not
something
sex related, just community related.
I don't care if you put like an L rating on the front of the magazine, but at least include the lesbians because it just ain't fair.
I just think more lesbians actually reading Zoo.
I think they probably are as well. I enjoy reading Zoo. I think it's quite a good magazine. It's not exactly aimed at my demographic, but it does all right.
Well, see.
And I don't think I'm the first woman that's read Zoo anyway. I know that the lovely Zoe Fox that we had in the studio she mentioned that she reads Zoo. And I do know of other lady friends that read Zoo. So
there you go.
There you go. Maybe we should just take Zoo as our own.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to write a letter to the editor.
Of Zoo. Well, I'm going to write a letter to Marie Claire saying, well, guess what? I just bought your magazine for the first time. Why?
It's because you covered the homos.
Yeah.
In chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
And sprinkles.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Ruby Rose. Hello. Oh,
dear God. We're going off on a tangent. Look,
like we never do.
Yeah, I know. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Please send us a text. Let us know what you think about the lack of acknowledgement in mainstream women's magazines for us homo laddies. And, you know, you can send us a text. The number's up there. It's 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Now, of course, tonight we've been talking all about Marie Claire's I Do campaign. We've been getting into it. We had a clip. It was awesome. Now, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. I hope you've all been waiting for it. The Lingerie Football League. Basha, please explain.
Okay, so the Lingerie Football League was born during Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Mm. So gridiron, American
Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yep, right.
So they played it in the halftime as sort of like a 5-minute thing just to sort of get the crowd excited and, you know, happy.
Mm.
So these women played more or less gridiron
in
lingerie.
Lingerie.
Yeah.
And matching lingerie.
Yeah, of course.
They
yes,
all look very lovely.
Yeah, and it's very matching. It is matching lingerie, yes.
And
I didn't realise.
Like,
yes,
little suspenders. And
they do.
They've got like the garter belt going on and yeah, they just look lovely. But they still have the full, you know, headgear and the big shoulder pads.
Yeah, but they don't have anywhere near the amount of gear that the guys have.
Yeah, that's true. They also have knee-high socks, which I'm quite a fan of.
Now, because they have the knee pads. So they're trying to hide the fact that they're wearing, because just knee pads on that would just look silly. So
yeah.
They've got to have the socks.
Yeah, of course.
But anyway, so they realised that this sport was actually quite popular, so they decided to create a league and run it as its own sport, and now they play actual games in America.
Of lingerie football.
Yeah, and it's actually one of the fastest growing sports, and it has the most viewers.
What a beautiful day and age we live in.
See, because this is the problem. Sports are not supported. Female sports are not supported unless, of course, they're running around in their lingerie. So the guys who created this, extremely intelligent.
They actually are quite smart. I will agree with you there because at the end of the day, I mean, mostly, let's make a huge, you know, assumption. Mostly men watch sports.
Yes.
So really, they're quite intelligent gentlemen.
Their wives and girlfriends may not appreciate them watching this sport.
Some of their wives and girlfriends might come out of the closet after watching said sport. So I'm okay with that as well.
Well, I never looked at it that way, but yes, okay.
Yes, there you go.
All right.
Now, of course, this is coming to Australia.
It is, and that's why it's in discussion at the moment, because they've come here to play a game. They played a game, I believe, in Queensland.
And I wasn't there.
I know.
I could almost cry.
They're looking for recruits, so you have something to read.
I do, because I actually found this on Facebook not too long ago. They're looking for ladies in Victoria to join the lesbian gridiron team. I'm going to say it's the lesbian. It's not really. It's the ladies gridiron team.
Ladies represent.
It is for lingerie football.
Mm.
They're saying ladies football league. I'm going to go with lingerie because really that would fascinate me more. But if you are interested in a ladies football league in Australia, you can email them. It's lflvic@lfla.com.au. And they've even got like a Facebook page so you can look up LFL Vic as
yes,
well.
Yes, and they were doing like tryouts and stuff, and it's actually quite official.
Yeah.
And I was watching the game and I was surprised actually. These women, okay, they're not allowed to kick the ball, so they have to tackle each other. They really full on go in for the tackle.
I'm okay with that.
And these women, yeah, but these women are not wearing any padding. Oh, maybe in some areas.
I thought you were going to say these women are not wearing any panties, and I got a little bit excited. But
padding.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, actually, some of these women, okay, the American ladies, they look like they've got a bit of padding at the front.
They do. In fact, this one looks like she's got a little padding in the behind as well.
They look a bit, yes. But I thought it was funny that a lot of the women, even our one of the Labor senators, Kate Laundie, is having a go because she's saying that it's sexist and all this.
Yeah. Cheap titillation.
Yes.
The degrading perv.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Which is okay, but then don't watch it. Don't participate.
If you don't like it, don't watch it.
It's like gay marriage, you know.
If you don't like it, don't get gay married.
Exactly. But let us have the option. Notice how I turned that into there.
I did. That's
nice little link
cute.
There.
Yeah.
See.
Look, it is very interesting, and I do love this clip that I did find. I would show you the clip, but really I'm the only one that's going to get any enjoyment out of it.
I think so. But I saw this. I read an article in the paper and I saw this and went, oh, my God, I've got to tell Tian about lingerie football league because I'm like, this is so your topic.
It really is. It's actually quite fascinating. I could go on. Look, if you haven't already checked it out, head over to Google Lingerie Football League.
Mm.
It is quite impressive. Do you have something to share, Basha?
We do. We've got a few messages. We've got Carla saying that she likes our choice of music.
Oh, thank you, Carla.
And Mousy's saying, oops, my boobs.
Hi.
And that she also enjoys Lingerie Football League. So there you go.
See, we want to get more people on board with this one. The Lingerie Football League, it's sure to go off.
We are, and we're getting our own team. So Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane.
I want to be a cheerleader for the Melbourne. That would be confusing. Okay, maybe we could make it so the cheerleaders...
So they'd be like fully clothed?
No, they'd be
men.
Kind of overweight, hairy men.
Oh, that's really great.
Perfect. It would be perfect mirror image of what.
Because that'd get everyone running to get a drink.
Yes.
Into the toilet. Increase sales. Yeah, I like
okay.
your thinking.
Yes,
see?
I see what's going on. We need to contact these people, quick smart.
Yes.
Look, if you're keen on the idea of Lingerie Football League, please get in touch with us. Send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Oh, welcome back to Lay Link. You are with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now, we have been talking about Marie Claire's I Do campaign, which has been pretty huge. And we've also been talking about the Lingerie Football League, which
yes.
I'm excited about.
I can hear it.
Now, as I said, I would show you a clip, but I would be the only person getting enjoyment out of that. So, you know, it'd be pretty pointless.
Why? People may enjoy the clip. We can put a link on the website.
Well, we can put a link up, but I'm talking about right now. I don't really think it would get across on the radio.
No. I thought you meant later.
Oh. Well,
sorry.
I could watch it later. What?
You're distracted. Oh,
I was thinking about it again.
Focus.
All right. Now, look, you can check out the Lay Link Facebook page, of course. Head over and like it. We do put event links on there. And you can also head over to the Star Observer website for a more comprehensive listing of what's on around Melbourne and possibly your area.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Now, welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Now, if you have been listening in tonight and you have gone over and Googled the Lingerie Football League, as I've so kindly asked you to do, please send us a text with your thoughts on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au or out of Lay Link hours at laylinkatlive.com.au.
Well, there you go.
There you go. You know, we even have a Facebook page, Basha.
I know that.
Mm.
We're on it.
Mm. I know. There's a photo of us. You can see what we look like.
You can see us actually in the studio.
Yeah. Right where we're sitting now,
exactly.
Actually.
It's pretty
Same
much
studio.
The same. Yeah.
That's awkward.
Mm.
Mm. Now, we have been talking about Marie Claire's I Do campaign.
We have.
And that was fantastic. I mean, the things that they're doing for our community are really great by supporting us that way. And you can head over to ido.org.au and grab one of their T-shirts. It's not free, but it is 100% certified organic cotton or bamboo. And your T-shirt was produced without sweatshop labour and is carbon neutral, which I found fascinating.
Yes, and you can go to the Marriage Equality website and click on your local electorate, type in your postcode and find out where your local MP stands on the issue of marriage equality.
And you can then send him a very nice supportive, see also abusive letter, if he's, you know,
if you want to win his support
against.
Supportive.
Yes.
Or you can go and have coffee with him and say, hey.
Yeah,
sweetie,
well,
let's meet.
Coffee or get him to buy you a coffee.
He'll have to buy him a coffee or her.
Look, on next week's show, I've got something pretty cool lined up. All right, it's going to be fun.
Really?
It is. I'll tell you about it, but you've got something to share.
Yeah, I've got a text here from Amy May. She said no to the ladies team cheerleaders. So she wants the ladies team cheerleaders.
Oh, she wants ladies.
She wants ladies.
Right.
She wants them to be hot ladies in
hot
lingerie.
Ladies.
She's written for just of those who are not very sporty. But can dance.
That's fair.
So there you go.
That's very fair.
Yes, I agree.
That's some placement for everybody on the ladder.
Exactly.
You know? It's nice. Lingerie Football League. I feel as though we've been blessed with this information.
I knew when I read that article, I just knew it would make you happy.
Look, as I was saying, on next week's show, we do have some pretty cool stuff lined up. Mm. We want to hear from you, though, to help us build our show.
Really?
Of course, as always.
Okay, what are we talking about?
We're going to be talking about lesbian dating sites.
Oh,
and
God.
I want to know what experience some of the ladies out there have had. So please do send us an email at laylink@live.com.au. That's LESLINK at live.com.au.
Mm.
It's going to be cool.
It will.
We're even going to be talking about one of the den mothers from the Scouts over in the US who was kicked out because they figured out that she was a homo.
Yes.
Not very nice, but we're going to read her petition that she's written to the Cub Scouts Association. And so it's pretty heartwarming stuff. I'm loving it.
It's interesting.
All right, so that is the end of our show tonight.
Yes.
You've been with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link. Do head over to Facebook and check out our page. You can keep up to date with the events that we chuck up on there for you.
Yes, you can like our page while you're there.
You can like our page while you're there.
And you can tell us what your opinion is of lesbian dating on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, scary. I've heard some horror stories.
I have too.
All right, so from us here, have a great weekend.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.